Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're in Revelation chapter number 16, and for us as believers, you often hear me say this, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. But for the unbelievers, just the opposite is true. The worst is yet to come. Through our studies of the book of Revelation, we've already seen all the difficulties that this earth has been going through the first 3.5 years, a little bit farther than that, the timeline that we're at here now. And we see the seals had been opened, the devastation on the earth, the wars, the famine, all these things that we saw. The first 4 seals opened, and the 5th seal were the martyrs, the 6th seal. We see all of that. 7th seal was opening up as the 7 trumpets. We looked at the 7 trumpets, how from the underworld, from hell, the demons were released. All that we saw, how they would, people wanted to die, if I remember right, for 5 months or something of that nature. And death took a vacation. Remember that? We looked at that. And they wanted to kill themselves, but God wouldn't let them escape death. And you think all that was bad. Well, now we're beginning to the opening of the 7 vials or bowls of God's wrath. And it's even worse than ever. If you remember, matter of fact, before we get in chapter number 16, verse number 1, turn back to verse number 15. Begin verse number 7. And the 4 beasts gave unto the 7 angels, 7 golden vials, which we're fixing to look at in just a moment, full of the wrath of God who liveth and forever and forever. Then the last part of verse number 8, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the 7 plagues of the angels were fulfilled. We talked a little bit last week about the wrath of God and that unpented wrath, how it's undiluted, it's completely poured out on mankind beginning here. At the first 3.5 years or so, a little bit longer, it was tempered with God's grace and mercy a little bit there, even though God's judgments were begun to be poured out on this earth. But beginning in this chapter, look in verse number 1, we're going to see that God's wrath is completely poured out now upon this earth. Verse number 16, or chapter 16, verse number 1, I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the 7 angels, go your way and pour out the 7 vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Now, a lot of us can't even comprehend, because we have a finite mind. God is infinite. We can't even comprehend the meaning of this verse, of the wrath of God, because we live in a day of grace, an age of forgiveness, an age of mercy, and thank God for that. But when this time comes, God's going to pour out his complete judgment upon mankind. And my mind goes back when Jesus was on the cross of Calvary, and the wrath of God was poured out upon Jesus Christ. We can't fathom that. Again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. When Jesus cried out in the darkness on the cross of Calvary, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Never in eternity past, and praise God, never for eternity future had that ever happened, where literally God had to literally turn away from Jesus Christ. And why? Because Jesus Christ took upon himself the sins of all the world, of all mankind. Again, we can't fathom that. How Jesus Christ became sin, the perfect Lamb of God, the perfect Son of God, who did no wrong, completely innocent, yet he took upon not just my sin, not just your sin, and not just the sin of mankind, but the sin of all the world that's ever been committed. Again, it's fresh in our minds, that awful thing that happened in Texas. We can't even fathom the evil that took place just a few days ago. Do you know Jesus died for even that sin? We can't fathom that. As horrendous as that was, Jesus became sin for us. And we find in Isaiah 53, and I read that last week or two, and I won't go back, but how it pleased God to bruise him, to Jesus. It pleased God that he placed upon Jesus Christ the sins. Since I'm there, let me read a couple verses. Isaiah 53, you can turn there if you'd like. I'm going somewhere with the wrath of God, okay? People refused the love of Christ. They refused his blood. Well, he's fixing to pour out his wrath upon people. God's wrath was poured out upon Jesus. Again, I can't fathom that. Isaiah 53, verse number 3. The last part, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Verse number 4, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrow, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. God did that to his son on the cross of Calvary because of our sin. We can't fathom that. An innocent man, Jesus Christ, took upon our sins. Verse number 5, he was wounded for our transgressions. The word transgressions means our wickedness, our rebellion. He was bruised for our iniquities, our perverseness, our depravity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, a lot of people take that verse, by his stripes we are healed, and take it to a physical healing. Well, we're going to be healed. We're going to claim the blood of Christ, by his stripes we're healed. This is not talking about physical healing. It's talking about spiritual healing because of what he did for us. Because of his separation from the Father, and we can now be made one. By his stripes, by his bruising, what he did for us on the cross of Calvary, now we are healed. We can be at one with Christ. It goes a little bit farther. Verse number 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The word pleased means to take delight, to take delight in. Again, who among us can fathom that? That God the Father took delight in what took place on Calvary. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, Jesus Christ became the propitiation for us. In other words, he was not just the offering for sin, he was the offerer. He offered himself for our sin. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Verse number 11, he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Amen and amen. God sees the sacrifice of his son. The word travail means, as a woman, like giving birth, that hard labor. When Jesus said in Gethsemane, Lord, if it's thy will, take this cup away from me. On the cross of Calvary, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's what this is talking about right here. He took upon our sins upon himself, and it satisfied God. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Now, go back to chapter number 16, Revelation chapter number 1, of verse number 1. To understand as best we can the poured out wrath of God upon mankind because they refused that sacrifice on Calvary 2,000 years ago. Well, now the wrath that was poured out on his son, and that they rejected. Remember, he took our sins. Praise God, we don't have to face that wrath. Amen. We don't have to face it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Sunday, July 10th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear special guest speaker, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He'll be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We'll be having dinner on the grounds immediately following the service. So come hear Sheriff Grady Judd at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.